Welcome to Unlock Meaning, the podcast that empowers you to live a purposeful life. I'm your host, David Brulman, and I'm thrilled to have you here, ready to embark on this incredible journey. Each week, I'll share tips and lessons learned from my experiences as a believer, scientist, and humanitarian. We'll explore how to live with passion and make an impact. And more, join me in conversations with inspiring people who have transformed the world by daring to chase big dreams. Thank you for tuning in. Let's unlock meaning in our lives and make every moment count. Are you ready to unlock your true potential and find meaning in your work? Join me as we explore the transformative power of meaningful work and how it can change your life and career for the better. Welcome to the show, folks. Today, we are diving deep into the transformational power of finding meaning in your work. We're talking about unlocking your true potential, finding your passion, and taking your career to the next level. If you're tired of feeling stuck and unfulfilled and uninspired in your job, this is for you. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready to unleash your full potential in the workplace. Let's do this, guys. And before we start, I want you to download my new free guide, Unlock Meaning. You will find excellent tools you can implement right away to make your life more meaningful. Have you ever wondered why we work? Is there more to it than just earning money? Martin Luther, the 16th century German theologian, provided an answer to this fundamental question. He said, "Work should be done in service of the neighbor and the world." This means that work should ultimately be done as a service to God. The 7th century Baroque musician Johann Sebastian Bach, his passion was to write beautiful music, pieces that are still performed today, more than 500 years later. At the bottom of each of his masterpieces he composed, Bach affixed the letters SDG, which stood for Soli Deo Gloria, which means only to God be the glory. Bach was one of the greatest composers of all time, creating more than 1,000 pieces of music in his lifetime. And yet, he believed that God, and God alone, deserved credit for his masterpieces. Work is not meant to be an expression of our achievements. In the words of Timothy Keller, an American pastor and theologian, work is not primarily a thing one does to live, but the thing one lives to do. It is, or it should be, the full expression of the worker's faculties, the medium in which he offers himself to God. Our work should demonstrate God's greatness. This begs one question: how do we do that? Here are four ways you can use your work experience to make your life more meaningful. Tip number one, start your workday with God. Osceola McCarty, a washerwoman from Mississippi, told one interviewer, "I start each day on my knees saying the Lord's Prayer. Then I get busy about my work." You have to accept God the best way you know, and then He'll show Himself to you. And the more you're serving, the more able you are to serve Him, she said. She started each morning speaking with God and then worked to serve Him throughout the day. If God is the creator of work, He should be at the center of our daily labor, because when He is, miracles happen. We tap into the full spiritual potential of our work, and it stops being exclusively about money and success. Through our work, we bring God's kingdom to the earth, and we enjoy the privilege of living a life of purpose, not only on the weekends and in our free time, but also at our workplace. And that's so powerful, because our workplace is where we spend most of our time. In the words of the Apostle Paul, For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid with his fathers. Through David's work and calling as shepherd and later as king of Israel, he leveraged his work to live his life to the fullest. That's your highest calling, to be a person who glorifies God in all you do, including your work. Tip number two, consider work as something good. Work is part of God's plan. Even before the fall, it was part of God's plan. You should never look at it as a curse or something negative, since work is part of God's own identity. He first presented himself as the creator, working to sculpt the universe. And he is still at work now, preparing a new heaven and earth for us. The legendary UCLA basketball coach Wooden recognized the goodness of work. And Tony Dungy, the Super Bowl winning NFL coach and author, wrote about Coach Wooden. He said, "Coach Wooden didn't just teach basketball. He taught life. He taught the fundamentals of good character, integrity, a strong work ethic, and teamwork. All the qualities necessary to succeed in life. He taught as much by his example as by his words." Wow, that's powerful. Wooden made every day his masterpiece, and through his excellent track record and attitude, left a profound impression on all the young men who played for him. The Guinness Company of Dublin, Ireland makes creamy dark brown ale. Yes, it's so good in after work. Have a green. I don't know if you like Guinness. The stout's taste and consistency stand out, as does the company's work philosophy, crafted by its Christian founder, Arthur Guinness. He said, "Earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can." In other words, work is good because it provides for you, for your family, and then gives you the ability to help others. And Guinness adopted that leitmotif to develop the company and achieve astonishing prosperity while also doing massive good through generous giving. Tip number three, be an ambassador for God through your work. At a conference I attended, I heard an entrepreneur tell his amazing story. He built an information technologies or an IT company in northern India where it's illegal to openly preach the gospel. He felt called to bring the good news to his Hindu employees by building his company on Christian values. Then one year, a staff member told him, "We have planned a surprise for you to be presented during our year-end party." Okay, sounds good. He wondered what that might be. At the party, more than a dozen staff members acted out the death and resurrection of Jesus. At the end of the skit, with tears of gratitude in his eyes, the entrepreneur asked, "How were you able to perform the story of Christ's passion so well?" He wondered how Hindus could have such a deep understanding of Jesus. The man who portrayed Jesus told him, "You are modeling it for us every day. Your Christian values have left such a profound impact on our lives. We wanted to show you our gratitude, so we did internet research on how to present this play." As I listened to the testimony of the company owner, my conviction to become an entrepreneur grew stronger, because I realized there are many places where formal religion can't go. But as business people, we can bring the good news of Jesus to people in our workplaces just by being the hands and feet of Jesus. My work as a member of the scientific community would open doors to his word. Other scientists wouldn't set foot inside a church service might feel comfortable asking me questions about my faith. I could leverage my position to be an ambassador for God in my workplace. So be an ambassador for God. Tip number four, work to add value to lives of others. Leadership expert John C. Maxwell has inspired me in many ways. One of his quotes particularly resonated with me. intentionally add value to people every day. I wondered how I could do that too. And then I realized I was doing it already. I may not be as intentional as John, but I do lift up others. I add value to the lives of my work colleagues and business partners through verbal encouragement. I say things like, "You are awesome. You can do it. You did a great job. Keep it up. Well done." It's simple yet highly effective. Encouraging someone else doesn't cost anything. It doesn't take much effort or time. You can do it many times a day. And words of affirmation build other people up. You can start encouraging others right away. So pick up your phone and tell your friend how much you appreciate him or her. Send someone an encouraging message. Write your mentor a letter to show your appreciation. Stop on your way to your next meeting and let your coworkers know that you think they are awesome. Don't wait another minute. Do it now. So often in the workplace, we concentrate on money or success. But as the authors of The Go-Giver, Bob Berg and John David Mann wrote, the first question should be, does it serve? Does it add value to the lives of others? If the answer to that question is yes, then you can go ahead and ask, does it make money? Focus on leveraging your time at work to add value to your coworkers' lives. In Jesus' words, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Serving others does not diminish your value, but rather adds value to their lives. Finding a purpose and passion in your job is not only possible, but it's also essential for living a fulfilling life and meaningful life. By implementing these strategies and tips we discussed today, you can take the first step towards unlocking your true potential in the workplace and achieving your career goals. So go out there and find your why, embrace your passion, and transform your career into something you truly love. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to give you a free gift. Download your Unlock Meaning Guide using the link right below in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with your friends on social media and leave a review. By doing so, you're helping us reach more people and inspire them to find purpose and meaning in their lives too. We have excellent resources waiting for you on our website, unlockmeaning.com. I look forward to your thoughts, questions, and topic suggestions. Take care and keep unlocking the meaning in your life. See you next time.